1620-94.5 WTAW. Following a sampling of comments from the November 17, 2021 meeting of the Texas A&M System Board of Regents Academic Affairs Committee meeting. For the second time this year, the A&M System Board of Regents discussed the role of standardized tests in student admissions.
And it's not about eliminating it completely. I think it is a tool.
Regent Jay Graham of Houston chairs the board's Academic Affairs Committee.
The comment about the wide range of results across the racial spectrum is, if we're going to use it, then it better be used right.
Graham says he prefers admitting too many than leaving someone out because of a bad test score.
I mean, they have 4 years of high school to convince you they belong at your university. There's no way a test should determine whether or not they don't get in.
Regent Mike Hernandez of Fort Worth floated the idea of the system developing its own standardized test.
You would think that we could probably determine, okay, what's the outcome that we're looking for? What kind of a student are we looking for? Not in terms of race or anything like that. I'm saying, what kind of output are we talking about? And go backwards from there and come up with our own test.
Regents Chairman Tim Leach of Midland supported Hernandez's idea.
We've been admitting students for 100 years, and we ought to know, and we are able to track them and collect data. We ought to know what makes a successful student at Texas A&M or any of our system schools. And we ought to be better at predicting that. I mean, we should be able to predict why Mike is going to do well. There's enough data probably that shows why Mike's going to do well here and do well in life. And I agree 100% that we ought to have our own system that predicts what success looks like here. And we're big enough to do it ourselves.
Regent Bob Albritton of Fort Worth says there has to be a happy medium when considering admission applications.
I really wish that James, that when somebody does fail in that, that we have a backup saying, come talk to me. Let me find out a little bit more about you one-on-one and determine whether or not I think that you would be a good student in our system. So basically, whether we ought to test or not test, that's much higher than I am. But I do think we got to have some mechanism to where we also don't want to bring a bunch of students in that are going to fail. That's not good for them, and it's not good for us. So there has to be some method in here somewhere that allows us to get to that happy median of, and we're not going to always be perfect. We're going to miss kids that were great, and we're going to admit kids that shouldn't have gotten here and probably won't succeed. But there's no perfect system, so we try to do the best we can.
Albritton, Hernandez, and Regent Michael Plank of Houston all supported having some consideration given to Texas A&M applicants whose family members attended the flagship.